This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's a couple of big company names. You tell me what they've got in common, all right? Ready? Go. Coca-Cola, IBM, Verizon, and American Express. How about that? The people keeping the books at all four of those companies and a whole bunch more actually share a deep concern over how much they're paying every year for healthcare. So some of the most recognizable names in corporate America have formed what they are calling the Health Transformation Alliance. The idea is to share the data about what they're paying for their employees' health care and then what results they're seeing employee health-wise. And so the logic goes, crack the healthcare black box that makes that kind of cost-benefit information really hard to come by. It's not going to be easy, but Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein at the Health Desk at WHYY reports there's at least one reason to think those companies are on the right track.
For years, CEOs have talked big, how they want to control health spending, find more value, blah, blah, blah. Well, now 20 companies are ready to get dirty in data, says Tevi Troy, one of the architects of the group.
Nobody has brought together these many companies of this magnitude with a real willingness to sit down together, bring together their collective data, and get better answers from healthcare.
The companies in this alliance spend more than $14 billion a year on healthcare for 4 million people. They want to crunch all that data on price and outcomes, hoping to find good deals. Yale economist Zach Cooper, who's pawed through troves of data, warns it's ugly under the hood.
The variation of price is just insane. So in the same cities, MRIs vary by a factor of 10. They're going to find that there's no relationship between price and quality.
In theory, this new initiative turns up the heat, especially on hospitals, to be more transparent about how well they do what they do and how much it all costs.
Symbolically, this is a really important move.
Harvard's Dr. Ashish Jha says he's not convinced the alliance in particular is any kind of game changer, but hospitals tend to make their margins off of the privately insured. That gives business a loud voice.
The people who write the checks tend to have really a lot of influence on what happens in a marketplace. And employers have just not been as engaged as they need to.
Remember, 170 million Americans get their health care through work. And if companies start taking the purchase of health care as serious as they take their own business, Jha says the potential for transformation is there. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.